Mobile.
Can't stay. I'm just pulling into Sam's over here at Spartanburg. N0TR, how's your day, Jim?
Good morning, Tom. N0TR, KO4LAO. Had a great QSO with their aerial this morning, and I got lost as usual, but it's getting a little better.
Well, you wouldn't be human if that didn't happen. All of us has had those episodes. I haven't seen or heard much on them the last few days, so I haven't made any contacts. So I think it's been 3 days ago, Jim. Really raining over here, by golly. I don't know what it's doing back over there.
Here at A&P Restaurant on Highway 14 in Greenville, and we had a pilot's aviators meeting, and some morning you need to come have breakfast with us.
Wonderful. I'm not a pilot. I was just a crewman.
We've had a lot of guys who... everybody seems to be doing okay. We just tell them, if you don't feel good, stay home, and we just go from there.
Worried about that now. Been vaccinated twice, and oh, they say they're working on getting a booster approved for us over 65, so that's a good thing. And I'll be the first in line, and so will Bernie some of them. I'll say hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
She's behind a mask.
Yeah, Tom, you need to come. There's guys from all different aviation backgrounds in the military, and a lot of guys who flew for Stevens Aviation and places like that. You would absolutely enjoy it.
How often do they meet, Jim?
Third Wednesday of the month at the A&P at 9 o'clock.
That A&P restaurant. Whenever you said A&P, I'm thinking that's where I met Bernice 54 years ago as of yesterday in the A&P parking lot. We met him up on Broadway back in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and went riding with them, and from there it went on in a small town, farm girl, by golly. And they made us ride in the back seat, Jim. What do you think of that?
Sorry, when I was going to pilot training, we had one of the good friends of mine who later went on to be a fighter pilot flying F-16s. One of his favorite things to do was to go to A&P restaurant and get a root beer.
A&P grocery store. And then we had the A&W to get our root beers at.
Anyways, it was a good time. We just enjoyed getting guys. You know, it's a bunch of old guys telling the same stories again, but it's still a lot of fun to see everybody.
Sounds like a good place for a 7-4 Loadmaster. KI4MRE.
Roger on that. Well, guys, I'm gonna turn you over to him. Dave, we're sitting there in the parking lot island and feeding the United Arab Republic or whatever. With his high-dollar gasoline. 73's gentlemen, have a good day. KO4LAO to take it, N0TR. Talk to you later, Jim.
Okay, take care, Tom. N0TR, KO4LAO, clear.
Good place for a loadmaster. Did you guys let us crazy ones in?
And I think either my antenna's wet or we got some... scratchiness on the frequency somewhere. I don't know how. What's my signal sound like to you?
Yeah, you got a clear signal. It may be on my end. I'm actually mobiling around quite a ways from a repeater. I was just saying, do you like crazy old 747 Loadmasters in there?
A lot of love for aviation. Just come on, and you'll meet a bunch of guys, especially in the. You know, the civilian community who flew have long careers, a lot of airline captains, that kind of stuff. But, yeah, absolutely.
Trying to make one of them breakfast when I'm actually off duty. Now I'm just heading over to Gabriel's house. He's working on a amp of mine, taking them the tubes to put in it, and also carrying another piece of equipment to get fixed.
Sorry, I didn't catch your call sign.
Paul, yeah, call signs Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha.
Leo back on frequency.
Kilo 4, yeah, I hope I got that right. This is KI4MRA, Fred over here, somewhere south of Greenville.
Yeah, I accidentally bumped my frequency knob there and was off just a little bit, but how does it sound now?
Yeah, sounding good, Jim. Sounding good over here.
But, and your signal's very good once I get the right frequency dial in over.
That's why I've got an older big old Yaesu brake here in the car. I got it mounted down on the passenger side floorboard, kind of, sort of. So that's why I kind of keep it down there so I don't bump it.
Back, I'd unlocked it for some reason, but I accidentally bumped that knob and can get off just a little bit. But so what did you fly doing cargo loading?
Right now I'm actually I'm an active loadmaster for Air Atlanta Icelandic, 747-400s cargo loadmaster.
Well, are you did you have some prior military service or did you just enter directly in?
Kind of entered directly in. I actually used to work for the ground handler locally at GSP that handled the flights. And they took a liking to me because, you know, I could load everything and unload everything and operate the planes, you know, loading systems in the planes and stuff pretty well. You know, it offered me a job and I said, why not? Sounds like an adventure. And I've been doing it almost 3 years now and loving every minute of it.
So what places do you guys go into Iceland?
We don't fly our cargo operation into Iceland right now, but we're based out of Reykjavik, is where the main office is.
Been there. I actually pulled alert there at Keflavik. Do they still have the Pearl restaurant up there?
Understanding, I've actually heard guys, some of my Icelandic captains, talk about that. Restaurant, so I'm pretty sure it's still around.
If you get a chance, you need to go see that or just go eat there. It's really a nice place, and I think during the winter months they have their orchestra plays in the downstairs area. It's three hot water tanks that have been joined together, and the Pearl restaurant sits on top of all three of those, and they use the volcanic heat the thermal heat there to heat the place, and it's a really neat engineering feat.
Pretty neat, yeah. I want to get up there. I'm currently trying to get my wife a crew card so that she can actually fly with me. She's got a passport and everything. That's one of the places we actually want to go and check out. Do a lot of flying to Germany, and I do a lot of long hauls from like Frankfurt to Singapore to Dubai and then back to Frankfurt.
Yeah, I've been into Singapore. We've been into Playa Labar there. It's a pretty nice airport.
But yeah, and,
listen in there, come back.
But yeah,
Singapore is pretty cool, man. We never get to stay in. Plus, with the COVID protocols, you pretty much jailed into the hotel, pretty much.
It's true with all the stuff going on there, and they're pretty much a rule following country, so you got to pay attention to what they're doing there. But it's a nice place, really, and I enjoyed being there very much.
But yeah, I know.
Somebody abusing our repeater frequency here.
But yeah, I know.
Yes, just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, man, Singapore, that's one of the places I hope that we can actually go one day and get off of the aircrafts and go to a hotel and wander around. But right now, we're just so stinking busy, man. Us loadmasters, we pretty much just stay on the planes wherever they go until we get back to one of our bases.
With accommodations there, to be on board the airplane, you got everything but hot running showers, don't you?
Yeah, it's not bad, man. It takes its toll on you, but for the most part, you know, we got the bunks. If we can use them, most of us carry air mattresses that we can blow up and put in the floor and go to sleep and such. So, yeah, it's not too bad. Mike? There's Fred, Foxtrot Romeo, Echo Delta.
Talk to you this morning. Jim is my name. I'm up at Traveler's Rest, KO4LAO, and I hear you talking on the radio every now and then. I think I heard you talking to Chad, KO4NUE, not long ago, and I'll catch you another time. I'm almost where I need to be going, so I'm going to say 73 to you, and fly safe.
Yeah, have a good one. And you do the same whenever you're up in there. We're going to say 73s, and have a good one. KI4MIA, clear.
KO4LAO, V-Buck.